Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And I first want to thank my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all the people in those 30 countries around the globe who tunes in. You know, and we got a great show for you tonight. And I got another special shout out, and this is for a friend, a dear woman. She always treated me good, and when she was still selling jewelry, I should get the hookup from her. Her name is Linda Prince Taylor. That's one of my homegirls. So I hope she's doing well. And before I introduce my co-host, I'm going to let y'all know this show is going to be so, you know, uplifting, because it's going to show you how this young brother is a millionaire now, you know, and how he moved while he was going through the pandemic. You know, so God is good and things can happen. You just got to believe and have faith. But before I bring him on, I want to say hello to my co-host, Chris. How you doing, darling?
Hello, Terry. It's Friday night. Let's get the party started.
Hey, I feel you in that. Let's get the party started. And with that note, let's say hi to Darren. How you doing, Darren the mogul?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for having me, Terry and Chris.
Oh, baby, it's my pleasure. You know, people don't know that I met you years ago in a small little town in South Carolina. I don't even remember what the town was called. You ran through it so fast.
That's right.
But, at that particular time, Darren had this book out, and it had recipes and show you how to lose weight. And this brother, he said that he was big, but when I saw him, he was looking, you know, fine, you know what I'm saying? He was looking fine, so I don't know how long he had to go by those recipes, but he did the thing. And at that particular time, he was a millionaire then. So, you know, I am so proud of this brother, especially for the simple fact that he's young. And because, you know, we have naysayers in our family and our friend circle, you know, people always going to be in your ear. And as soon as they try to tell you what you can't do, and when God show up and make it happen, you know, and show out, everybody got their hand out thinking it's a community property. So I am so glad that he was wise enough by listening to his mama and his grandmother to know, y'all, step back. I got this, you know. Don't be trying to give me no coochie so I can get y'all pregnant so y'all can think, oh, you're paying for the rest of your life. It ain't going to happen. And with that being said, hey, Darren.
Hey.
I just had to go there.
Don't we all?
Yes. So tell us about yourself, baby.
So, yeah, like Terry, like you said, we met a long time ago. Oh, wow, I think at the time I had to been 20, 21, if that, because I'm 30 now. And, I mean, everything has just been amazing, and I really want to, you know, connect with some of the listeners and maybe open up for questions if we have time, but really just want to talk about, you know, following your dreams, do what you call to do. And, you know, if God gave you a vision, trust and believe that he will help you and give you the tools to see it through. So just want to share, you know, share my journey. Basically, you know, from New Orleans, when we met Terry, I had wrote my first book called The Weight of New Orleans, basically talking about growing up in New Orleans, you know, eating all of those, you know, incredible tasting dishes. But of course, they were not healthy. So, yeah. So, you know, I found my weight, you know, spiraling out of control. So I had to pretty much just look at myself, and, you know, I'm always about, you know, becoming the best version of myself. So I had to really buckle down, get the discipline, and lose the weight. So that's how we met, basically, about my book. But, you know, fast forward in time, I can't remember the exact timeline we met in South Carolina, too, but I had moved to Atlanta to... Oh, yeah. But I had moved to Atlanta to work at corporate, you know, tried corporate America, you know, try to do the path that everyone says. You know, it was a great opportunity, and I'm grateful for everything I've learned in corporate. But I already knew, even the first day when I stepped into those buildings, I knew that it wasn't aligned with my calling in life. So it was a really disconnect. And I remember telling my manager, I was just like, you know, I'm grateful for the opportunity and I'm blessed to be here, but I feel like this is not a good fit for me. And I said this, you know, back then when I had just graduated college, and I think I had to be 20, I was 20, 21. And, you know, she was basically saying that, you know, oh, it's just first day jitters and it's going to pass. But I was just like, nah, I don't think so. So I stayed in a row for about maybe 14 days, and my birthday is August 11th. And I said, I told myself, I said, Darren, I am not going to, you know, I'm not going to this job that I hate on my birthday. I'm just not. So I stepped out on faith, and I said, I'm going to do my business full time. And just to give you guys context, I had been doing website design, graphic design, and all of that good stuff at 13. Like, I was naturally an entrepreneur. I would go to, I would go to Mardi Gras parades and bag, catch the beads from the parades and sell it on eBay, just an entrepreneurial spirit at like 13 years old. So that had led me to opportunities doing, you know, the radio station website in New Orleans. So I had clients. So I had kind of put all that on hold to, you know, get my quote-unquote corporate America career. So fast forward, you know, I told myself when I was in a role I didn't like, I said, I'm going to, you know, step out on faith. But once again, too, I was young. You know, I felt like I had a lot to prove, and I felt like if I didn't have a physical brick-and-mortar location for my business, it didn't legitimize me. So what I did after I left my corporate job, you know, I went and opened up an office, you know, here in Atlanta. I opened up one in New Orleans, and, yeah, I was making money, but I was also losing a lot of money. So, you know, I was stressed and everything. So I basically, you know, God had to sit me down. I had to regroup, and I had moved back home to New Orleans in 2012, I believe. I stayed here in Atlanta 2011 to 2012. You know, regrouped in New Orleans, still built up clients. Like, I was doing one of the best spas in New Orleans website, like really building up my clientele. And I said, you know what, New Orleans is good, but I have to get back to Atlanta. I just feel like it was a connection for me. You know, it was movers and shakers there. It was a lot of black people doing positive things. And I just I felt like it was a great, you know, great place for me to be. So moved back to Atlanta in 2014, went back to corporate America, surprisingly. But I said, you know what, I'm going to have a plan, and I'm going to be strategic about this. So went back in another role and really had a great experience, had amazing managers. I met, you know, lifelong friends and everything. And stayed there. I stayed in corporate America from 2014 to 2018. In 2018, when I left, I had built up enough clients for my business. I had started another business, which is now called Glow Beauty Group. It's hair care and skincare business. And I just stepped out on faith, Terry. And since then, we have done Essence Festival. We've done Bronner Brothers. We sell online like crazy. We have brand ambassadors. My business that I've been doing since, you know, 13 years old, My Mogul Media, is doing well. We just finished stuff with City New Orleans. We have National Black MBA as clients. I most recently, a few months ago, started a company called Black Men Coffee. I sell coffee now, and it's a mission-based business where the proceeds from every order goes back into funding our initiatives to help black males in America. And our coffee is being sold in New York City at Harlem Bistro Cafe. So everything has just been amazing, but none of that would have happened if I would have allowed my setbacks and my failures, you know, in 2011 dictate my future. Right. So I know I said a lot, you know,
I got a question for you. So while you pause which is awesome, I'll let Chris ask his question.
All right, Darren. Well, you know, I was on your website, darrencooks.com, and what fascinated me most of the first thing that fascinated me was that you're 30 years old and that you're a millionaire. I mean, that fascinates me. We're not too far in age, but I was just wondering, you know, how old was you when you first started making it?
Well,
not
let
so
me
much
say, I'm not a millionaire, but I do well for myself, so I don't want to put that out there if it's not true. But
put all the stuff together that you own and what you sell, you know.
Oh, yeah, no,
that,
absolutely. No,
that,
no,
that
no,
is
yes.
That's a millionaire status. You know, sometimes the money got to go back to the business, but you're worth more than a million with all your companies and stuff.
You're absolutely right. You know what, and that's Terry, I have to really sit into that because I'm so used to being low-key and humble. I that's something I have to work on myself. Because, So you are absolutely right. I walk in and I receive it. I receive it. Yes, because my businesses are doing well and everything. So, yes, I receive it.
And I also just want to say that's what it said on your website. I wasn't putting words in your mouth.
Okay. Well, I
that's
receive
why
it.
The mogul.
yes, the mogul.
Yeah. What you know? I hear you when you said that you knew that God has something more for you. You know, because it's hard to believe someone went to a job in a whole different state. Stayed there 14 days, and they said, I'm getting ready to bounce up out of here. You know, I applaud that. That's a good testimony of faith right there. And, you know, some people don't know how to believe in yourself. They want to believe in what somebody say about them. But you can't do that. You know, you got to know who you are as a person so that when people throw stones or try to tell you what you can't do, you can sit there and say, I can do this. I know that I can.
Absolutely. And you know what? And for me, Terry, since I've been doing websites, it has afforded me the opportunities to meet so many different people and so many people with different businesses and everything. And I would see, like, how, you know, I'm able to help so many people which are just like me, the same mindset, the same go-getter attitude. And it's almost like, how can those people follow their dreams, but I can't, and I have to be stuck in like a box in corporate America. And corporate America is amazing for great people. I mean, I have 23 vacation days. I have benefits, so I will never knock that. But I know for me and my, I always envision myself to be like the greats, like Tyler Perry, Oprah, Steve Jobs, Richard Branson, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Mark Cuban. Like, I could name those people. So it was just like, it was not my dream to really be the vice president for something else. I always wanted to build my empire, and I was always a visionary, even as a child. So it was just really destined, and it was like a match made when I did step out and do it, because it makes me happy. It really does. Like, even when I'm working hard now, it lights my fire more than anything. You know, it's so fulfilling. So that's pretty much why I knew that corporate America wasn't really a good – it was a good start, but it wasn't anything where I was going to finish.
Well, let's switch over. We talk about those thirsty people, because I don't care what business you're in, whether you're a rock star, whether you are a magazine publisher, anybody who have made money, people know about it, then all of a sudden everybody want to be in your face. What point in your life did it take to know that the relationships that were trying to spearhead you were legit, or were you already in a relationship from somebody from back in the day, so you was already sure of who you was with?
Well, and I think it goes back to family. So, like, you know, a lot of my family, you know, works, you know, in school district and everything, or, you know, in business and things like that, and just family and friends, and I pretty much learned from them, and I see how, you know, sometimes if you have too many of the wrong people, just too many people, you don't really know what's going on, sometimes people will take your kindness for weakness. So it really
– Exactly.
At a young age, and I know I'm young now, but I've learned from that, and I learned from really keeping your energy pure, watching who you have you around stuff. And even, like, right now, you know – I don't go around and bragging and boasting what I have, because I don't want that necessary attention, because I know, and I strongly believe, what the enemy don't know, he can't attack. So I don't really put myself, I'll put my businesses out there, like Black Men Coffee and Glow and all that, you know, and we post on our Instagrams and things like that. But my personal pages is like my own personal private pages, and I like to keep it that way. So I can be mindful of the energy I'm connecting.
Exactly. Well,
yeah.
I want you to hold that thought. I'm going to play a song, you know, that's going to help encourage other people. And when we come back off of this one little song, this little break, I'm going to let Chris have his question.
Okay. Bring it down, Ty. I'm from a little town.
up 55 called Canton, Mississippi. And every year on the 4th of July, we sang down on the square. And you know, on the same street that I used to stand and beg and shoot hooky from school, and people called me bum, said I would never amount to anything. And every year when we sang that, my mind began to roam when I stand on the stage. Think about all the guys that I ran with, some is in prison, some is cocaine addicts, some is alcoholics. What I'm trying to tell you is, I looked down the line, and I wonder sometimes how I made it through the storm and the rain. Then I look down the line, and I wonder sometimes how I made it through heartache and pain. You know what? Just a child in the streets, no college and no degree. But look at me, y'all. Yeah. Miss Albertina.
Yeah. I look down the line. Oh, and I wonder sometimes how I made it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Lord. Through the storm and rain, I made it. I say I look. Sometimes I wonder how I made it, Lord Jesus. Just a child
walking the streets. I didn't go to college, didn't have no degree. But Miss Walker, I made it. I'm glad I'm standing with you.
I made it. I made it. I made it.
thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you for staying with us on Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lowell and Chris. And I want to continue to thank my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all my listeners in, around the world. So, but I do have a caller who want to say something to you, Darren. Caller, last
okay,
four digits, 5368. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi there, Mr. Cook.
Hi.
I am so proud of you. Just listening to what you were saying just really. I'm one of your cheerleaders. I think you know me. I've
I
always
do know
called
you.
No, you don't know me.
I do.
But you know, Terry, this young man, I always called him Richie Rich as a little boy.
Uh-huh.
I knew he was kidding. I knew he was shooting for the moon, and I'm so proud of him. Darren, I couldn't have, I mean, just listening, just really, I cried tears of joy. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. No, I love you so much.
Yes, I do know. Well, Terry, thank you for letting me say something to my
no problem.
My star.
I am
his biggest cheerleader.
Yeah, and I'm a cheerleader too, because, you know, a lot of people are so jealous when if someone else make it. But when I see a talented black man doing
yes,
right,
yes,
a
yes.
man of God, you know, and a good role model,
yes.
you know, how to be a good person, you know, that just, you know, that turns me on. I am so happy for him.
Really,
you know,
but you know what? This young man, he has awesome parents and awesome grandparents, and the whole family just rallies around him. So he couldn't help but succeed. He has so much, I mean, so much love. I mean, I've known Darren all of his life, and I have been proud of him all of his life. So I thank you guys for letting me say a few words. Darren, just keep shooting for the moon, darling.
Thank you.
Yes.
I love
Don't
you.
Don't shoot for the moon. You better go into the other galaxy, find out.
Oh, he's past the moon? Well, as long as
yeah,
he keeps going, I'm going to be
You know, Darren, you know, like Linda said, you know, some people are just haters and they are upset when someone has a degree of a success, you know, but you've got the same 24 hours that I have and everyone else have, and you utilize it better. So don't get mad for what you did, you know, and it wasn't like it was easy. It took work, you know, and that's the point I think people miss. They think, okay, you just went outside and say, Lord, I just want to have a business, Lord. I want to do that. And he just plopped in your hand because people don't understand faith without work is dead. You got to do your part
Amen.
To get what you need to be. And God will push you the rest of the way with the tools that you need to make it. So I'm just putting that out there. Don't get it twisted. You know, I'm so proud of you, and I'm glad that you're so humble, you know, because it just shows God working. You know, God is still at work, you know. So if you don't know God is working, look how he's working in Darren's life. Look how he's working in my life because I'm still here. I didn't catch COVID. I mean, he's working it out for you, you, and me. So I'm going to turn it over to Chris because, you know, with that song I just played by the Canton Spirituals, I made it. Make me want to cry. Want to make me want to do a testimony. Make me want to go to church. So I got back. Because, well, I love gospel music. So, Chris, it's on you, darling.
All right. Well, Darren, I guess my question is, you know, since the show is about overcoming naysayers, how do you best confront them, like either online or in person? I mean, what's your go-to response?
So my go-to, and I don't really, like, if I see negative comments or something, I don't really reply to it. But, I mean, the best way is just to prove them wrong, continually doing what you do. And that's pretty much the work. And everything I do, you know, whether it's business or nonprofit related. I never do it for the money. I never do it for the accolades. I never do it for the attention. I do it because really God has called and put that on my heart. So I know as long as I, you know, keep God first and continue to, you know, walk in my path and stay in my lane, things will work out. So I don't really, to be honest, even, you know, on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Chris, I don't really entertain the negative comments and negativity. Like, I live my life very peaceful because I got to keep my energy pure because I have to, like, run these companies. In every company, I have, you know, an amazing team from social media to, you know, amazing systems in place and customer service is impeccable across the board. But I have to make sure my energy is pure so I can make sure we go to the next level. And my time is not spent, you know, entertaining, you know, negative things like that. But I would, what I would say in terms of people, you know, telling you what you can't do and everything, you know, I mean, and I guess it just comes from, you know, talking to people or, you know, going to, you know, talking to a therapist and things like that. 99% of times when people say things, they're projecting their insecurities on you. So when they're saying, oh, Chris or Darren or Terry, you can't do that, it's probably because they've tried to do it and they were not successful. So because they were not successful, they're projecting that fear on you. But it's just like, just because you couldn't do it doesn't mean I can't do it. So it's just like, you know, if I work hard, you know, I will be successful in just to keep going. Like I was talking to a friend this morning, too, who was, you know, who was an entrepreneur like myself, and, you know, she's having trouble and things along the way. And like I told her, almost you have to almost view failure as a blessing. So like say if we have 10 doors lined up, right? So if you knock on the first door and it's locked, you just keep going to the second door. You go to the second door and it's locked. It's, instead of you saying, oh my God, it's not going to happen, say, thank God, because I'm so much closer to the door that will be unlocked. So it's almost like you just have to change your mindset and you just have to, you know, be positive and just see the best in things. Like, I mean, we can go deep on it. Like, I believe in, you know, just, you know, as you can see, I'm a man of faith. And, you know, I every time I have a negative thought or I entertain anything about naysayers, I reinforce it with positive things. Like, it gets so deeper in this, I don't even have time. But basically, it's almost like whatever we dwell on, it manifests in our life. So it's almost like if you're having a bad day and you're constantly telling people on a bad day, it's almost like God in the universe is saying, okay, they must really like this. So they're going to send you more things. But if you constantly say, God, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, I'm thankful for the blessing, I'm thankful that God, he woke me up this morning, I'm thankful I didn't get cold, I'm thankful I have a roof over my head, you know, all the things and not superficial things. You know, I'm grateful that I still have amazing grandparents, family. I'm grateful that I can, you know, sustain myself. It's just like, okay, it's just you're in a really good cycle of abundance, and I want to stay in abundance. So I just have to keep my energy pure because I want to make sure I'm vibrating and attracting all good things, really, all good things. And that's truly how I live my life every day. Not to say that I'm perfect and don't have bad days, but I try at least when I'm having a bad thought, I reinforce the good things and be like, you know what, things can be a whole lot different. Like, even though business may be hard sometimes, it's a whole lot better working for myself than working for a corporate job that I did not like and was not fulfilled. You know, things can be a whole lot different. So I hope that answers your question.
You know, Darren, I have a question for people out there who are thinking about stepping out on faith. You know, once you found what you were good at and you started doing that, what was the key that you used to make sure you found a good accountant? Because a lot of people, when they don't have good accountants, they wind up owing money to IRS and become a hassle that's not generated by yourself but by the people who are crooks. And, you know, because you hear about people all the time, Wesley Snipes, he didn't want to pay his taxes. And other people, you know, just get caught up in that. They owe. What did you do to find you a good, reputable accountant to handle your books?
Yeah, and that's a great question because I had to go through a few people to get one. But for me, I found a great CPA and financial advisor And really much it was just, you know, she's a woman of God. She's also an ordained minister. So that was really important to me, you know, and I believe that, you know, God will send us everybody who is meant to be in our lives. So I just knew it was a really good connection, and we started off small, and I was just like, you know what, if you help me with this, you know, then I can get you to help me with other things because, you know, I'm good with technology and everything, but in terms of the bookkeeping and making sure everything is legit and making sure, you know, if I need to switch over from, like, you know, something else to a S-Corp or things like that, she can give me better advice. And it's been a great partnership, and it actually was the missing link that I needed a while. But now that I have that piece, I feel like I'm, you know, like they say, cooking with fire.
All right, now, they say cooking with grease for my neck of the wood, but that's all right. I understand, you know.
Yes,
God will put what you need around you because I have been blessed that, you know, in my lifetime, I'm always surrounded by ministers, whether it's in my family or my friends. You know, it just seems like he is putting me around men and women of God so that when life makes you want to do wrong, you know, you got that reinforcement saying, nope, that ain't who you are. You know, so God has saved me from a lot of stupid choices I could have made, but I didn't, by the choices of the people he put in my life. So, you know, something, Darren, you're absolutely right about your CPA. Thank God that he sent you what you prayed for, you know.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, and this has been wonderful that you've been here with me tonight. And I don't know, I lost my co-host, but anyway, we're going to wrap it up. But before I wrap it up, oh, then my co-host, he's right back. Before we wrap it up, I'm going to let Linda give her little conversation that she wanted to have with you because it has made her so happy when I told her you was going to be the guest on the show tonight. So Linda, your mic is open, darling. Linda! Well, her mic is open. Maybe she muted the phone so she couldn't be heard. But anyway, Chris, you got one shot to make another question about special guests because we're running down to the wire in time.
Okay, well, I was just wondering how long it took him to write his book about New Orleans.
So Chris, it took me. I was writing my book for about a year, because I had already had notes, you know, like an outline what I wanted to write, like a manuscript. But in terms of me really just scaling down and focusing on the chapters, you know, that I thought would be important, so it probably took me, you know, a little less than a year to do it.
Wow, that's interesting.
One thing before we go, Terry, what I would say, because I know we're short on time, if anybody's interested in becoming their own business owner, starting a business, what I would say is as soon as you can, hire your weakness. And I mean that, you know, at the beginning, you know, when money's tight and things like that, we have to do it all. But as soon as you can, even if it's a couple hundred dollars a month, hire somebody. If that's a virtual assistant online, because what that will do is that will free you time to focus on what you're really good at. You can't be good at everything. I strongly believe at hiring the best talent. Across businesses, everything I have amazing people and amazing systems because I cannot do it all. So you have to learn how to hire people. You have to learn how to delegate. You definitely have to learn how to treat other people with respect.
Amen, amen, because you can't treat a person right if you don't know how to talk to them. And this is my last call. So anybody who would like to say something to my guest or ask a question, dial 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key because the 1 key lets me know you want to say something. I have other callers on the line, but maybe they're afraid to talk. But if you want to talk because we're running out of time, hit that 1 key. If not, we're going to say, Darren, you know, once you be on my show, baby, this is home. You can always come back. You know, talk about what new events you got going on or when you go to the Essence Fair or when your mother or your grandmother came to open you to fill in. I go with you, you know, sit out there.
Amen. Thank you. I'm going to hold you to that, too.
But anyway, I so enjoy having you here. Let everybody know how to reach you, Darren.
Yes, so you can visit my website. It's darrincook.com, D-A-R-I-N, TLOK.com. And there you can see my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagram, my LinkedIn, send me an email. But everything is there on DarrenCook.com, and you can see some more about my companies.
Amen. You're doing it, man, and I'm proud of you, and I'm proud that you're giving people the opportunity to be employed, you know, because a person don't feel like much if they don't have a job, you know. So
Amen.
I have another person want to ask you a question real quick. Call them with the
okay,
last four digits, 9778. Who are you? And you got Darren on the phone with us.
All right. I am Doris Hicks, Darren's grandmother in New Orleans, Louisiana. Oh, I am fine, but I am so proud of Darren, and it's really a pleasure to talk to him on the radio. We had talked earlier on the phone. But
yeah,
I am
right.
really proud of Darren.
Girl, I said, look
and
at that queen.
Everything
yeah.
he says. Yeah, everything he says is legitimate. He treats everybody with respect. And I am just really proud of him and the direction in which he's going. So
well,
it's
thank
a pleasure
you.
Listening to you all on the phone.
Well, let me let you know, he told me ahead of time that Grandma and his mom were the one instrumental for being the man that he is. And I went on his Facebook page, and I said, look at these two beautiful queens, you know, and I thank you for praying over him and putting God in him, you know, because, you know, a person ain't going to be a child of God if there ain't somebody who are directing them in that direction. So my sister, thank you for putting another man of God out there, because we got to, you know, fill this world, if we can, with one heart at a time. You know, we got to learn how to listen sometimes with our heart and not our ears. So I thank you for putting that in that young man, because he just makes me so proud. I think he's my distant cousin.
Yes. Well, he has always been a good child and one who listens, and that's important. He didn't always
mm-hmm.
agree now, but he listened mm-hmm. and he's And it was an acknowledgement that he was listening by his actions. So
mm-hmm.
it really wasn't difficult with Darren at all. And we've had some good times coming up with him coming up, and it's just been a pleasure to watch him grow into the man that he is now. And, of course, he has some more growing, and we're just really, really proud of him in New Orleans.
Yeah, well, you know,
thank you.
a grandmother, a mother,
yes.
or auntie, sometimes when kids are small, you can kind of, like, tell which child got more potential. So I'm glad you saw that in, you know, and put him on the right path, you know, kept him in church, you know, and I'm glad that he has been lost track of what you taught him. And, you know, just keep doing that. Keep sharing your wisdom with other people besides your grandson, you know, because people need to hear, you know, wisdom. You know.
Right, right. So,
well,
and
thank
I
you, darling.
Really
and, Darren, you know, 5 minutes after the show is off and get ready to wrap it up, you can post it on any media site, and you can let your grandmother hear herself on the air talking. And, I love you, Grandma, for being here to support your grandson.
Thank you.
You. You're welcome, darling. And thank you for
all
being
right.
here. So on that note, Darren, darling, anytime you want to come back, this is home. Just give us a call. I already texted my cell phone number. So let's do this again. And everybody have a safe weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye, Chris.
Bye-bye.